You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
The antidote for worry is seeking first of the kingdom of God. Learn more about how to handle worry and anxiety in week 12 of our series, Redefined.
Good afternoon, 5 p.m. service. Can you just give a high five to your seatmates for a while? Paki-greet sa katupad ninyo. Welcome once again, everyone, especially for those of you who are joining us for the first time. You just got invited. Okay, welcome to Victory Dumaguete. We are a church that exists to honor God and make disciples. Now, today, we're going through the 12th installment. Tell your seatmate for a while, 12. 12th installment of our amazing series called Redefined. If you're here for the first time, you're wondering why this series is called Redefined. It's Redefined because we have been currently going through the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' most famous preaching. And in that preaching, he pretty much taught his disciples how they should redefine the way they live their lives. Now, if this is how they lived their lives before, muna yung style nila of living their lives, now Jesus came into the picture and taught them how to redefine living their lives. And because we're here today as believers of Jesus as well, this applies to us. Now, we've tackled a lot of installments, a lot of topics. We talked about relationships, spiritual disciplines. We talked about many things. Now, anyway, for this installment that we're down to the 12th week, we're going to talk about another topic which I believe all of us can greatly relate to as well. For the 12th week, we'll talk about worry and anxiety. I know all of us here today can relate to this. I know all of us at one point in our lives, we've had problems, challenges. Nagka-crisis sa life nato. Usually, when a problem arises, what do? We worry. We become anxious. Our default response as human beings is to worry. Whenever something happens unexpected, it's beyond the plans, we don't know what to do about it, it involves coming up with a solution, our default response is to become worried or to become anxious. Whether it be, you know, just a small problem or a big problem. Talking about worry and anxiety, I remember there was this time na I went on a trip with some friends. Anyone here nakatanong mong sandbar? Manuyod man or Baez? It's a beautiful place. I had that opportunity to go there for the first time when I was a college student. And on the trip, and of course, like boat me going there, all I thought about our trip was to go to sandbar and have fun there and then go home. So when we were going there, nasa boat me, kita na akong cottages and all that, I was ready to get down na. Then I realized na dili pa mi muhunong. Our boat went beyond sandbar. And I was thinking, why? Muna yung sandbar, nilapaw na, and it's getting farther and farther. We went into deeper water. And I was thinking, what's going on? And in my kapraning na ako, in my over-imagination, I was thinking, na, wala ni, hold up on me, ani. Maybe they'll push us in the middle of the sea, grab all our things. I was looking at our captain bana or whoever's driving the boat. I was looking, what's like, what niya? We were going around in circles. We were going around the sea. I didn't know what was happening. I was so anxious. I was so worried. I was the only one, I think, who was really anxious because I was the only one who didn't know what was going on. And as it turned out, many minutes later, I realized na before going to sandbar, they wanted to go dolphin watching muna. In other words, the whole 30 minutes or so, we were going around that area of the sea looking for dolphins. All the time, I was thinking, what na ni, hold up po na ko ani. Over-imagination na ako. That's an example of unnecessary worrying and anxiety. Kidding aside, that's what happens to all of us whenever we worry or we become anxious. We spend so much time thinking about things that don't really happen, it doesn't really help, and it makes things worse. Whenever we don't understand what's happening, we don't know what to do, we worry and we become anxious. And then a lot of times, it doesn't really help us. Now, the good thing is, Jesus, in this part of the Sermon on the Mount, he tells his disciples that they can deal with their problems, that there's a way to live life, not living a life of worry and anxiety. Now, you may have problems, you might have challenges around with you. Some of us here today, we may be in the middle of battling challenges and problems right now. Not just challenges, for some of us here today, you might feel that you're in the middle of a storm right now. You're in the thick of it trying to navigate your way, and you're thinking, Lord, unsaon isha, Lord God. Some of us here today, it keeps us up at night, our problems, our challenges. Lord, what do I do? Well, the good thing is we can face them, we can deal with them in a way that we don't have to worry and be anxious. So if you have your Bibles with you, church, kindly turn them to Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. It says here, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, neither toil nor spin. And yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Verse 30. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Lastly, says there, therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. As we go through these verses that we just read a while ago, today I'm going to share just three simple truths for all of us. Talking about worrying and anxiety. Now, I know for all of us here today, at one point, worried or we become anxious. And for many of us, or all of us here today, natailalang way of coping worry and anxiety. But whenever you have problems, anyone here, your coping mechanism is eating, stress eating, hugto nimo sa kagalon of ice cream. Or maybe for some of you, it's going to the videoke, kanta mo dito, birit mo dito. Or some of you, mas dramatic pa, walking in the rain ang ganahan ninyo. Oy, daga na igo. Okay, daga na react. Daghan jud ay mag walk in the rain pag mag-uol, di ba? Para dili daw makita ang luha. Around ba sa shower ba, or for some of you go home, walling mo dito, higda mo dito with matching background music. Nagmuni-muni, okay? Maybe you've caught yourself like that, or for some of you just want to do this. Lay down in your bed the whole day, not do anything. Pag mang-worry, anxiety. Now, whatever the form of coping, however we react when we worry or anxiety, basically, we all feel it whenever we have problems and crises in our lives. But Jesus tells us, the first thing he tells his disciples or the crowd listening to him was that in verse 25, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. He tells, do not be anxious. As we talk about anxiety and worry, first thing we can learn is stop worrying. Let you receive it for a while, stop worrying. Stop it lang, okay? I have a signboard here to emphasize the point. Stop. Stop worrying. Disclaimer lang for a while as I talk about this first point. When I say stop worrying, I'm not telling all of us, now you know what, forget all your problems. Just ignore them. And now in the Philippines, we have a usual phrase talking about problems. When we feel like there's nothing else we can do, we've done all that we can, we usually say these words. I believe many of us are guilty of saying this. It's called, bahala na. Anyone here, you've said that? You've done all that you can? Nagtuon na ako, test na, wala yung pusok sa utok na ako, bahala na. Oh, nag-react ang mga estudyante, di ba? Pag mag-cramming, pag di na dyan musulod sa ulo ang gina-highlight ng notes, bahala na. When you're running late, you're wondering, man, kasaban ba ako sa boss na ako or kasaban ba ako sa akong teacher na ako? Bahala na, basta makabot ko dito. Bahala na. But as we talk about worrying anxiety, that's not what we're trying to embrace here. Jesus is not telling his disciples or followers, bahala na, bro. When you have problems, bahala na, don't be anxious. No, that's not the point. Neither is this Hakuna Matata. When you saw that going up, diba? This is not a problem-free philosophy. But this is about making it problem-proof. There's a difference. When Jesus says, do not be anxious, it doesn't mean na i-neglect ang problems na to, nor am I saying na, you know what, Jesus is downplaying your problems, your concerns. All of us here today, we have legitimate concerns and problems. And God knows that. When he says, do not be anxious or do not worry, it basically means these things. Worry means, it comes from the Greek word, merimnao, to divide or draw in different directions. Whenever you worry or become anxious, how many of you here can relate to this picture right here? Your mind is drawn to so many things. You cannot focus on just one thought. Diba? You're thinking, what if kani may tabo? What if kani? What if kani? Then another thought comes, what if kani naman? Then another idea, I wish I didn't do this, I wish I didn't do that. There's so much thoughts trying to grab your attention. You're being pulled in all different directions. Your mind is divided. You're not in one mind. That's what it means to worry. Anxious naman, it comes from a Latin word which means to choke, strangle, or torment. To choke. I have an image here of what it is, wanting to choke someone, okay? Some of you felt that. Hopefully not to your friends. Kung isang mukan mo nila. When you choke someone, what? Eventually, if they say stop, a person dies. The oxygen or the air is restricted, so mamatay ang tao. And how many of us here today, at one point, because of worry and anxiety, we felt helpless, we felt hopeless, we felt unable to do anything, as if the life is being sucked out of us, and we just wanna lay down on the floor as if dead. We've all had those moments. That's what it does. When we become worried and we become anxious, it does no good. That's why Jesus says, stop worrying. He didn't say, do not be concerned. When you talk about concern, it means you're thinking about what you can do for another person. Nakay action mabuhat. There's something you can actually do, practically do to solve or mend the situation. But in worrying, there's nothing that you're doing. You're just thinking about it on your mind again and again, making your mind split into different directions, or it feels like you're being choked. It does no good. God, Jesus says, stop being anxious or stop worrying. Do not be anxious. Do not worry. There's this guy. He's made an average of what we do when we worry. And when you look at it, it really does no good to us when we worry or we become anxious. He says here now, whenever we become anxious or we start worrying, 40% of the time we think about things or we dwell on things that will never happen. Nag over-imagine na ka, just like what happened to me, katong yato ko sandbar, I'm thinking, kawato na mi, hold up na mi, itoklod ko sa dagat ani, di rabaw ka bulo mo lang, uy. I was thinking of different scenarios already. I was dwelling on it. 30% of the time says here na things about the past that can't be changed. Diba? How many of us here, we worry because we regret. Man, I knew I should have done this. I shouldn't have done that. 12% of things about criticism by others, mostly untrue. Kabulo ko muna yung gunahuna-huna ni this person. Paglantaw niya na ako, amod yun yung gunahuna. Muna ni. Oh, katong mga nag-iisi, muna na naka-experience, ana. We think about criticism by others. 10% about health, which gets worse with stress. Hala, galay ng paminaw na ako. Hala, kayong tanong dagway ko, di nalang ko muskwila lang huwag ma. Di nalang ko mag-exam, kay galay ng paminaw. I feel bad, I feel all that. But only 8% do we use the time when we worry and become anxious to dwell about the real problems that will be faced. We spend so much time worrying and being anxious, and it does us no good. It doesn't help with the problem. It is not the solution. And yet, we do it almost instantly. The moment something bad comes up, we become worried. We become anxious. That's our default response. But ultimately, if we pull it further, layer by layer, the main reason why we shouldn't worry or become anxious is because when we worry, it shows little faith. It shows the little faith we have towards God. Because when we worry or become anxious, it means we're doubting God. We're not believing that God can do this for us. We're not moving in faith. It is the opposite of moving in faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1 gives us a picture of what it means to have faith. It says here, no, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Assurance there, meaning you're firmly believing something. Conviction, strong belief. Anyone here, you've heard of someone, you know what? I'm so sure because I'm so worried. Sure, kani. Oh, worried, kay kuwana. I'm so anxious, bro. That's why I'm just so sure, 100%. Kasi anxious kay kuwani. Wala, diba? It doesn't seem to make sense. Nga, whenever someone is sure or confident about it, worried ya naman. They can't exist on the same plane. If someone is worried, that person is not sure. If someone is sure, that person is not worried. In other words, whenever we worry, it means that we're not trusting in God. We doubt God. And whenever we doubt God, whenever we don't do anything by faith, the Bible says whatever you do without faith, you're basically sinning against God. So whenever, you know, we worry or become anxious, we sin against God by not trusting God. It is in effect saying, Lord, this is my situation right now. I know you're there, Lord. I know I have a God. I come to church and all that. But Lord, this is my situation. Lord, kabulo ko na ka, pero Lord, muna situation na ako, Lord. Lord Kabuloko, I've heard this about you, you're the God, the God who created everything, but Lord, this is my situation. We're emphasizing more on our situation, our problems. We're thinking our problems, our situations, our challenges, they're bigger compared to God. That this is something that God cannot deal with, this is something that God cannot come to the rescue, or God cannot help us with this. This is beyond God Himself. That's what happens when we become anxious or when we worry. In other words, for all of us here today, if we're here, we're bringing with us some worries, some anxieties with us. We want to stop worrying, but somehow we can't. Parang almost immediately, medyo prone ta with anxiety and worries and all that. You want to be able to move in faith and believe God, but you're thinking, saan man ako ni? How can I believe God for this? This is really hard. How can I trust God with this? It logically follows for us to start trusting in God. Stop worrying and start trusting in God. If you want to increase our faith and believe, and you know what, God, you really can do this, we start trusting in God. Many of us here today, we have favorite brands. For example, this lang, okay? Ano here, you have a favorite brand, like a favorite brand of toothpaste, a favorite brand of corned beef, hot dog, isa pa na, deodorant. Whenever you go to the mall, you buy clothes, na naka certain brand nga, diyan lang ka mupalit. Whenever you buy your groceries, kanilang paliton nimo. Or when you go to a restaurant, kanilang kanon nimo jud. Anyone here, you have favorite brands, honestly, or consciously, mura na ginapalit nimo. We do have those favorite brands, brands that we're used to buying. Now, why is it like that? It's because you trust those brands, proven and tested to you. You've had the experience, you got to know them. Maybe some of you, you've researched about them and all that. You know those brands. You trust them. Now, the same thing with God. If we want to be able to trust God more so that our faith may increase and believe in Him, so that we will stop worrying, if we want to be able to trust God, then we need to get to know just exactly who God is. We need to increase in our understanding and our relationship with God. Kung mupani ang atong pagtuo kung inaisi God, it has to grow. Matthew 6 verse 30 says here, "But God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven. Will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" Jesus here tells us, "And grass of the fields, they're here today, they're gone tomorrow, and yet they're well clothed. How much you? Are you not worth more than these plants? Will He not clothe you as well?" He even compares us to birds. And birds, these lang mo clock in, these lang mo time out, these lang mag-work 8 hours a day, but they're fed anyway. Buhi raman sila gani. And Jesus says, are you not more important than birds? Are we not more important than birds to God? Are we not more important than flowers that He will clothe us as well? We need to get to know exactly this God that we worship. Who are we to Him? So that we would know to trust Him. Does He have our best interests? I mean, does He love us? Is He a generous, compassionate, loving, all-powerful God? If you're here today and we have those doubts in our minds, lift it up before God. Get to know Him. Read His Word and get to know Him. As we get to know God, we will grow in our trust with Him. Just one snippet of what the Bible has to say about God as well. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says here, "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." One simple statement there that talks about our God. He's the kind of God that will never leave us nor forsake us. The kind of God that values us more than birds. And that's why Jesus said, therefore, do not be anxious. Do not worry about what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear. You don't have to worry about laying earthly treasures, about your material possessions, about the worries of this life. Because He is the kind of God who has our best interests. The more we read the Word, the more we get to know God, the more we get to understand His character, His nature. Man, the more we get to know Him. Last week, as we talked about God and possessions, I want to bring back this one line to emphasize something. Last week, we learned that if God can secure our eternity, He can secure your life on earth. That's temporary as well. God secured our eternal salvation. He came on His world as Jesus, died on the cross for our sins, and doing so, made it secure, attained, or gave us our eternal salvation. Secure na ang eternity nato. That which no one else can buy or provide for you or make it possible for you to have, God was able to do so. So the question is, if He can do that, if He can secure, give us assurance of our eternity, how much more the temporary? How much more the things of this world? If kaya ng eternity. That's like asking someone, if that person can lift 50 kilograms worth of weights, can he not lift 2 kilograms? What do you guys think? Kaya? Kaya, di ba? Same thing with God. If He can secure our eternity, how much more? Our life on earth, that's temporary. That's the kind of God that we worship. That's why we need to get to know God. If you want to start trusting in God, tell your sit me for a while, start trusting in God. The Psalms 46 verse 10, I didn't put it up. It also says, be still and know that I am God. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. You know what one thing that worry and anxiety does? It doesn't make us still. Bante mo, kung anxious ka, kung worry ka, you can't sit still. You have to do something. You have to magligid-ligid ka just katulini mo. You can't be at peace in your heart, in your minds. It doesn't make you still. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Be still. Know that there is a God who's immensely bigger than whatever you're facing. I'm reminded of the apostles, when they were in the middle of a storm, they were rowing from one point to another, they were caught in the storm, Jesus was with them. And they panicked, because they're in the middle of a storm. And they tried waking up Jesus, "Teacher, don't you care that we're gonna die?" And for us here today, maybe we have that in mind. "Lord, don't you care ngamon agiya na ako, Lord. Lord, butaka, Lord, this is what I'm experiencing right now. I'm in the middle of a storm, Lord." How did Jesus respond to his apostles? He wakes up from sleeping. He rebukes the wind, the sea. He makes it still. Speaks to his apostles. "Why are you anxious? Or why are you afraid? Do you not have faith?" He basically tells his disciples, "You know what? You've been with me. You've seen me do miracles, do wonders, and yet you still doubt. And yet you're still afraid." They've known Jesus for a while, and they've seen him do wonders. And yet they were still afraid. I hope, church, that as we get to know God, as we get to see him move in our lives, provide for things in our lives, see or witness breakthroughs and testimonies because of God, we will not forget those. We will treasure those. That whenever we encounter challenges, trials, or crises in our life, we would come to remember, wait, I have a God who is immeasurably greater than whatever I'm facing right now. That we don't have to fear, be worried, or be anxious. Because we have God with us. We have Jesus with us. The last thing that I want to share with us today is seek first God's kingdom. There is it made for a while. Seek first his kingdom. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says here, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." It says there, seek first the kingdom of God. All the other things, all that you're believing for, praying for, you're worried about, you're anxious about, you know, but all those things, ma'adra na siya. Ma'abotra na siya. If you seek first his kingdom, what does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God? How does that happen? When we started off this installment, the first word in this series of verses that we read a while ago is this one word right here, and it's called, therefore. We started off with therefore. Now, to all of you who had science experiment, a thesis, you know, therefore, it's a conclusion, diba? It's a scientific conclusion usually at the end of it. So Jesus here is making a conclusion when he started off this part of his preaching. He says, therefore, do not be anxious. In other words, it's closely related to the past topic, which was about God and possessions. The verse before, verse 25, was verse 24, which says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one or love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The end of it, if you want to be able to seek first his kingdom, it all goes back to having the right master in our hearts. If we were going to look at our hearts, look at the throne in our hearts, and see who's the master in our hearts, is it God or is it money? It's going to greatly determine whether we're going to seek first his kingdom or not. If money is the master in our hearts, then it will cause us to be greedy. Kasi puro money lang ginuhunan nato. All we think about, all we value about is money. As the Jewish people say, it will cause you to have a bad eye or to be wicked or to be greedy. And when we do so as well, it will cause us to lay for ourselves earthly treasures. If money is our master, if all we think about is money, then all we'll value is money, then we will hoard, amass things for ourselves, possessions, wealth, become materialistic. So in other words, if money is your master, then you will not be seeking the kingdom of God. You will not be seeking first his kingdom. You will be running after first earthly treasures. You will be constantly thinking about what shall we eat, what shall we wear, what shall we clothe ourselves. It causes an effect. But on the other hand, the man, if God is our master, it causes another effect. If God is at the center of our hearts, if our treasure is nakang God, our hearts meaning our soul, our desires, our will, our motives and all that, if nanakang God tanan, it causes an effect. If God is our master, we follow him, we obey him, ultimately we will reflect his nature. If we have a generous God, and he is a generous God, it will just follow that we will be generous people because we're following, worshiping, and serving a generous God. And as we do so, since we have a good eye, being generous means having a good eye in the Jewish expression, then we will be laying heavenly treasures or treasures in heaven. In other words, we will be seeking first his kingdom if we will have the right master in our hearts, which is God. If God is our master, if God is in our hearts, it is all about heart things. If we're seeking first God, his righteousness, if God is first in our lives, if we value God most, when we seek first his kingdom, then all those other things, those whatever we eat, drink, and clothe, material things that we need, that we're concerned about, it will follow. It will be added onto us. Kaya importante ang having the right master in our lives. When we have the right master, we will go on the right direction. It's kind of like when you ride on the wrong bus or the wrong jeep, it takes you to the wrong destination. Anyone here you've ever had the experience? Nakasakay mong sayop nga bus, sayop nga jeep, pa-north ta ka, or south noon ka napunta? But if you ride the wrong jeep, the wrong bus, it will take you to the wrong direction, the wrong destination. The same thing with having a master. If we have the right master in our lives, it will take us to the right destination. All those other things will be added to us if we seek first His kingdom. And we will be able to seek first His kingdom if God is our master. In other words, the antidote for worry is seeking first the kingdom of God. The antidote, the cure for worrying, for being consumed with so many thoughts, problems, and all that, is seeking first the kingdom of God. In other words, rather than be consumed with worries and anxiety, what's in your mind is, Lord, what is your will for my life? Lord, what do you want? Lord, I'm going to pursue your righteousness. Lord, I want to pray for these things, Lord God. If God is first in your mind, you will not be consumed with worry. In verse 34 naman, the last verse says there, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The famous preacher Charles Spurgeon once said, our anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow, but only empties the day of its strength. Anyone here able to solve a problem nga pang tomorrow by worrying it today? Worry kay ka, ligid-ligid ka sa kwarto, kuyawan kay ka, pag-uuban mo, okay, yes, nasolve na ako. It's all because I worried, nasolve na ako siya. It doesn't work that way. When we worry, and we become anxious for tomorrow, it doesn't take away the problems of tomorrow. What it does take away is our strength and joy for today. Rather than being able to take on your day, enjoy your day, live your day to the full, nakuhaan kag life na noon, nakuhaan kag strength na noon, nakuhaan kag joy in your heart. It empties the day of its strength. Whenever we worry or become anxious for tomorrow. That's why the Bible says, don't be anxious about tomorrow. We don't have to be worried. As I end this installment, I'm going to end with this last few verses about worrying and anxiety. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, it says here, do not be anxious about anything. Any area of your life, whether you're a student now, a young professional, you're married, do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You know what's one bad habit we have whenever we have problems? We spend so much time worrying, being anxious, and so little time praying about it. Diba? We spend so much time doing something that doesn't help us, and we tend to forget and neglect. And wait, there is one thing we can do whenever we have problems and challenges, even if it's beyond us, and that is to pray. That is to come to God, to pray to God. To come before God saying, Lord, this is my anxieties, this is my worries, this is my concerns. Lord, here it is, Lord. Verse 6 says, whatever you're anxious of, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Lay it before God. Say, Lord, here it is, Lord. It is what's bothering me, Lord. I want to trust you with it, Lord. Lord, help me with it, Lord. Dear Lord, ang kapabungat na ako, Lord. Here it is, Lord. Let it be known to God. And you know what's the awesome thing about it? Verse 7 gives us an assurance and a blessing. When we let it be known to God, it says here, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. One thing worry and anxiety will not give us is peace in our hearts and minds. Whenever you're worried, whenever you're anxious, you will not have peace. But when we seek first the kingdom of God, when we seek first God, when we run to God, pray to God, lay it before God, it says here, the peace of God will guard our hearts and minds. Rather than have our minds be torn apart in different directions because of worrying or be choked because of anxiety, it will guard our hearts and minds. This peace that is in Christ Jesus. For all of us here today, you're a believer in Christ, but the good thing is Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. That if there is a group of people out there who would exhibit lifestyle of being peaceful or keeping their calm or keeping their cool or being at peace, even at the midst or the middle of having a problem. It ought to be us Christians. It ought to be us believers. Because when you think about it, 24/7, we have Jesus with us. The Prince of Peace is with us every step of the way. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And if He is always with us, what are we to be worried and anxious of? Okay, Jesus says, do not be anxious. The peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Yes, your problems are real. Yes, it doesn't say, masolve dahil ang problem nimo. In a snap, it goes away. It doesn't say that. But even at the middle of it, even as you're experiencing it, you can have peace in your hearts, in your minds. Because of Jesus Christ in us. Church, we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be worried as we take on and face our problems.